Today is Wednesday, April 24th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines. It isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It's no secret how much I love my dogs and how much I would do anything for them. And one of those things is getting them insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. And also, peace of mind for you, knowing that if something happens to your pet, something unexpected, and you get hit with a big cost for it, that you will most likely be reimbursed for much of the cost. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Yesterday was the second day of testimony in Defendant Donald's criminal trial, and it was full of drama. First of all, there won't be any cameras in the courtroom at any point. But the New York State court system announced in a news release that they will publish transcripts of each day's proceedings to their website by the end of the following business day. So that is going to be extremely fun. The announcement said that they are making the transcripts available due to, quote, unparalleled public interest, and that it will serve to enhance public understanding of the trial with minimum disruption to the courtroom proceedings. Really, though, why no video? The American people handle high-profile trials with great maturity, from what I've seen. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker continued his testimony yesterday, and he was questioned about his role in directing the publication to publish stories that were favorable to Donald's campaign, going back as far as the 2015 Republican primary, to help him defeat the rest of the Republican field. Remember Ted Cruz's dad, JFK assassin? Pecker testified that the reason for them working together was the 2016 election, and that it was, quote, of mutual benefit to portray Hillary Clinton as a, quote, enabler of Bill Clinton's womanizing. Meaning good for Donald's campaign and good because it sold more copies of The Enquirer. So Pecker testified that he offered to keep sharing those stories during a meeting at Trump Tower in 2015, which he says, quote, pleased Trump and Michael Cohen, and also Alan Weisselberg was there because money. Meanwhile, we are still awaiting a ruling on whether Donald will be held in contempt of court for violating his gag order. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today involving a dispute between a near-total abortion ban in Idaho and a federal law which requires hospitals that receive Medicare funding to perform stabilizing treatment, including emergency abortion care, if a patient's health is at serious risk. The court is deciding whether the federal law, known as the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, should legally supersede state abortion bans, which criminalize the act of performing those emergency abortions, such as in Idaho. In January, when the Supreme Court said that it would hear this case, it allowed Idaho to continue enforcing its ban in certain emergency medical situations until the court releases its decision at the end of June. Not as if several births can go wrong in that time span. The FTC voted yesterday to ban non-compete agreements for all employees across the country at every level. The FTC estimates that 18% of the U.S. workforce, or about 30 million people, are covered by non-compete agreements, which prevent people from working for competitors or from starting a competing business after they leave a job. Unsurprisingly, pro-business lobbyists have already said that they will sue to block the new rule. Better hope their lawyers haven't jumped ship to the next company. The Justice Department reached a civil settlement with hundreds of victims of former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar, to the tune of $139 million, resolving gymnast claims that the FBI botched an internal investigation of Nassar. The settlement resolves 139 separate claims from women who accused the FBI of failing to act on evidence that it received in 2015, which allowed him to continue sexually abusing gymnasts until he was charged in 2016. And finally, the Senate was up late last night, voting on its $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and the TikTok ban. Voting ended after this recording, but all signs were pointing to a late-night passage. So I guess that old saying is true of Congress, too. If they wanted to, they would. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our sponsor, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.